flooding issues have also added additional problems, especially in northwest Gainesville. Alachua County Sheriff's Deputy Dave Sanders was turning residents and other drivers away from Fort Clark Boulevard on Tuesday because of high water.
It's pretty much into the end of the entrance of Eagle Point neighborhood and going down into Legacy Apartments. I cannot advise on any damage in the neighborhoods.
Are there homes actually underwater in there?
Not to my knowledge, but I do not know because I've been stuck here since 7 o'clock and I have not made my way down into the neighborhood.
Okay, basically, you're just keeping people from going down in the road?
Correct. There's about 2 feet in the entrance to Eagle Point. It's underwater, but I don't know how far back in the neighborhood it goes, but we're having to turn residents away. They're not allowed to go in or out because road department doesn't know what's going on underneath the roadway. I don't know if it's washing out or anything like that.
There's any power lines down
correct.
Under there?
Yeah, correct. So just a sit and wait game.
Another problem area in Gainesville was in the hills of Santa Fe off Northwest 98th Street. Nicole Heilman and Sage Tickner stood anxiously by the entrance to the subdivision, watching the water rise into their home.
It was about a foot in the garage last night, but I don't know, since then it raised a lot. Probably about waist to chest deep right up there by the porch.
Have you been evacuated from the house, or did you walk out here through the water today, or what?
No, we evacuated last night.
Through the water. We still have people that have gone in there to get more stuff out, shut the power off, and see what else we can get out of the house. But we got most of the stuff, the essentials, like clothes and stuff out last night, but a lot of stuff is still in there.
No one can get in and out of the neighborhood. I mean, there's hundreds of homes back there, but nobody else.
This is the main entrance
to
Hills of Santa Fe, basically, is what you're saying.
This is the only entrance to the Hills of Santa Fe.
Need a few boats out here.
Yeah, that's how we're getting in and out of our house.
Where's your boat?
Coming out of the house.
How deep would you say that is? About
chest deep.
Chest?
Really? Waist to chest deep, depending on how tall you are.
Well, there's some folks on a raft or something coming down.
Yeah, that's my mom and her boyfriend.
Hi. And it's raining again. What's your name?
Marigold Tickner.
This is your house, is the first
one
here?
Second one.
The second one?
Yeah.
There's a boat sitting in somebody's yard that wasn't, it's a big old cruiser looking thing. I don't think they had it in the yard expecting they could actually ride out in it though.
No, but looks like they could now.
Yeah.
We were hoping it wasn't going to rain anymore.
Mm.
Tara Ward in the Hamilton Heights subdivision also had flooding problems, but she was most concerned about the roof damage on her home from a toppled tree.
We had two large trees fall in the back. Luckily, they missed the house, and I saw them fall. It was pretty scary because we have windows, very high windows, in the back of our house as well, so we could see those fall. And then later on in the day, and those both snapped. They didn't come out of the ground. They snapped in half. And then a little while later that same day, another one snapped in half, but it hit our bedroom window, crashed it in, and also damaged our roof. And this was all while it was raining, so we put some plywood in there in the frame, you know, of the window, and kept the storm out. We all had to do that while it was storming, though. That was pretty wild. But we were able to keep it out, and my husband and my son got up on the roof during the rain, too. It was not bad, but during the rain yesterday to put a tarp over the damage on the roof. And to make matters worse, now we have flooding in the back, we just found today, and sewer backing up. Well, I wasn't expecting to be this bad. I'll tell you, it cured me of thinking that being inland in Gainesville keeps you safe from hurricanes. I always thought being here would be, you know, just a mild thunderstorm would be the worst we'd see, but this has cured me for sure. You know, all the trees in this town just were a nightmare, I think, for the officials. And again, there's nothing you could do to prevent it. I mean, you can't go through and whack all the trees down in town. And we, just a couple of months ago, we had 8 trees. We have a lot of trees now. We had 8 other huge trees taken out because they were diseased or starting to die, you know, so we had those taken out. And everything else we had left was healthy. So this took down healthy hardwood trees, not dead ones. So it was scary, but I don't think we could have been any more prepared.
The heavy rains also closed at least one roadway because it contributed to the formation of a sinkhole on State Road 26 just west of Newberry. The Department of Transportation's Tim Relke and Universal Engineers' Andrew Schmidt assessed the situation on Tuesday and coordinated the repair effort.
Well, it's oval in shape, so it's truly hard to tell you how big the actual sinkhole is, but I would say the sinkhole itself is probably about 20 feet in diameter. You see a lot more going on. There's a lot of erosion that's happened as well, but the true sinkhole itself is probably about 20 feet in diameter.
Trying to get the sinkhole filled, and then we're trying to make sure that it's safe such that if anyone does run off the road, that, you know, there is no hazard to them. So, as Andrew said, it's going to depend on how quickly we can get material here to fill up the hole and verify that the soil is stable before we open it up to traffic. There's a couple of different techniques that we can use to fill it, but this one is such, because it's right next to the road, we want to do it as quickly as we possibly can. And if we have to come back and do some improvements later to make it perfect, we'll do that. This is what we call milling material. This is asphalt that has been milled up off of our roadways on other projects. It's essentially asphalt and stone and sand. And we put that material in there. Essentially what we're trying to do is choke the bottom of the sinkhole with something that cannot be transported by the water, that the water can't wash away.
Because additional rainfall was expected Tuesday night, many residents, especially along riverways and near creeks, may have to wait several more days before the impact of Francis can be fully assessed. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.